You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And there we have Brian Wright on his Breaking Notes double LP and CD, depending on which you wish to buy. And I would recommend the vinyl issue. Very nice stuff there. That was Cottontail Rag, written by Joseph Lamb. Yes. And that's woolly all the way around, isn't it? Wool and cotton, and there's got to be some joke in there, but I'll let those who are less tired come up with it, perhaps. And I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and we're spinning them for you here on the show, and it's yeah, that's good stuff. I recommend you buy everything on Rivermount, by the way. It's all good stuff. He also issues the big broadcast CDs, which is Rich Conaty's compilation he issues every year. Rich is about to celebrate his 2000th broadcast this Sunday, which would be January 15th for those of you listening close by. So that's congratulations also to Rich. I thought I would say hi and let him know that I appreciate him being out there, because this show probably would not exist if not for Rich Conaty. This, as I say, Radiola, I'm spinning in my... I'm not spinning in my grave yet, but I will be later. Here's Madame Homer and Miss Louise Homer. I think Madame Homer was also called Louise, which made it very confusing. Last Night, it's called. And it's a bit... I have to get a bit Red Seal-ish on you here, so... On the Victrola label, which was, you know, the red seal label, Last Night, 1920.
Thank you.
The Lucky Strike Dance Orchestra, that's Nathan Glantz in 1925 on Oriole. And I don't think that particular recording was issued on any other label. That was courtesy of Jack Theakston at the Rome Capitol Theater, and I spent an afternoon there recently with Jack and Art Pierce, who is the manager, and we arm wrestled over a few boxes of 78s. And so you'll hear those on the show too if they haven't got a cease and desist order yet. But that may be down the road a bit, so we probably can get those in for you. That's Arabian Nights, 1925. Before that, Lane's Dance Orchestra. Arthur Lang, actually, on Lincoln. Come on over, 1924. And that's what Jack said. Come on over, I got a pile of records. So that's all you have to say to me, by the way, if you're within a 25-mile radius. I'm usually in the car before you finish saying it. Madam Homer and Miss Louise Homer, Last Night, 1920, and I think they were both Louise, so they were just trying to, one was the daughter of the other, so that's okay. This is Radiola, and I'm nobody's baby, and I'm no man's mama, or papa, as the case may be. I'm just, whatever it is, I just was dropped here from some other dimension to do this show, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm still reeling from the journey. Spinning stuff for you. This is Spin Art. Here we are. And Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Bing Crosby on the vocal. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. 1928. I'm afraid of you. Don't be afraid. Yeah.
Thank you. every kind of passerby. There's something hiding in the corner of your smile. Is it just a little tear? Be truthful. Is it love or is it fear? Be truthful, hiding in the corner of your smile. You know the reason I'm appealing to your sympathy. My heart has a feeling you're cheating on me. Gee, I hope it isn't so. Please tell me, is it yes or is it no? Please tell what's hiding in the corner of your smile.
Gene Goldcat and his orchestra, the at the time unissued take from 1927, issued in the 30s, Slow River, and that's the one most people hear because that pressing sounds better, basically. The other pressing sounds okay too, but that's the one you usually hear on compilations. Bix and all the guys in there, of course. Sam Lannon and his orchestra, Frank Bessinger, Hiding in the Corner of Your Smile, 1928. It could be some sort of ulterior motive, or it could just be a canker sore. Who knows? But we'll find out. Yes, beginning with Paul Whiteman on Victor, Bing Crosby, I'm Afraid of You, 1928. So there's Bing. I don't think Bing was afraid of anything, except losing his hair. He took care of that, so don't worry about that, Bing. You're fine. Yeah, girls will like you anyway. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, wear a hat. And he always wore a hat. That was the strange thing. It was sort of, let's say, wear and tear on the foliage, so to speak, that was imported. This is Radiola, and our foliage has long since autumn leaves have fallen, you might say. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just standing here, and it keeps you cooler in the summer anyway. You got to wear a hat though. Here's Gene Austin in 1929, The Song I Love, and here's Gene.
Someone is playing the song I love. It still can thrill me through and through. It speaks of moonlight and stars above, and of a June night I found you. There in the moonlight we strayed, and oh, the plans that we made. That night the orchestra played the song I love. Our passion burst into flame. You said the song was to blame, and that's just why it became the song I love. Is our flame of love now just an ember? And have you forgot all that I remember? Or do you wish I were near? And do you cry for me, dear, the way I cry when I hear the song I love? That night the orchestra played the song I love. Our passion burst into flame. You said the song was to blame, and that's just why it became the song I love. I were near, and do you cry for me, dear, the way I cry when I hear the song I love. talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting and it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Though it's a fickle age, with flirting all the rage, here is one boy with self-control, happy inside my cage. I know who I love best, thumbs down for all the rest. My love was given heart and soul, so it can stand the test. Like little Jackie Horner sitting in the corner, I don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
You've heard of Julius Caesar and the great Napoleon too. Great men, that is true, and great things they could do. And of Washington and Lincoln, great men in their day. But the greatest man that ever lived has just passed away. You say, well now, who is he?
Yeah, who can he be?
Why, he's the man whose death caused all my woe and misery. It's my wife's first husband, John, the greatest man that e'er the sun shone on. John never chewed tobacco, no liquor flowed his way. I know it 'cause I hear it 10,000 times a day. John never lied and never tried to fool her anyway. And every week when he'd come home, he'd hand her all his pay. But all good things must end sometime, and John's run his last race. And he's in the quiet churchyard now with a smile upon his face. And no one envies him as much as a man that took the place of my wife's first husband, John. It's my wife's first husband, John. What a great guy he's become since he is gone. She bought a gorgeous tombstone when on life John lost his lease. And thereupon is written, till I join you, rest in peace.
I told her that I needed a home, Jolly. And then I called her hon.
For you.
Why?
When a guy talks like he doesn't need a home.
What's the because?
He should be putting one.
I get it. He's gone, but still he's happy, and I don't know where I'd rather be. hear her in that churchyard, cause in my dreams I see, looking through the pearly gates and smiling down on me, is my wife's first husband, John.
Chick Ender and Charlie Farrell recorded in London in 1932. Oh, my God. How can you live up to, if, you know, especially if she's had a couple? That's really tough. But, if they die, you can't. But if, you know, she gets rid of them, you can. Sometimes what's behind door number three is the best. And that's what some people are finding out. That's what happens. But this is a rather unfortunate tale, yes. Ah, yes. My wife's first husband, John. Uh-huh. Before that, a crunchy Brunswick from 1929, Dick Robertson with one of my all-time favorite songs, Ain't Misbehavin'. And who is? I'm not misbehaving, unless... at least not by my own lights. I have to say that there are people who think I'm not playing by the rules. And, you know, everybody thinks I'm a villain, and they... most people who know me don't know me. Which is fine. I don't mind that. Got no family, got no friends on Facebook. That's how it works these days. And Gene Austin, The Song I Love, 1929. Yes, regarding Facebook, I've eliminated my account again. And my Facebook Radiola page, because I noticed I couldn't moderate it the other day. And they had removed all the blog posts of links to the shows, so, I got rid of it. And I'm not mad at anyone, I just figured I was... Facebook is another thing that takes up time in one's life. It's like, I always liken Facebook to the Algonquin Round Table, but with worse catering. And that was no prize either. Those people were just... They found a way to avoid work is basically what they did, and they managed to accomplish nothing except a lot of log rolling. Although it might have been fun. Everything's fun until you're about 40, then you got to start thinking. end lecture here. Here's Lee Sims, 1929. I'm just a vagabond lover and a vagabond talker, as it turns out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots and Drumnastics in 1937. That's Avalon. Very nice stuff. The Kasani Club Orchestra, Charlie Coons, Harry Bentley on the vocal, Learning, 1934. And before that, Lee Sims, I'm Just a Vagabond Lover, 1929. And this is Radiola. And I'm Andy Senior, spinning a lot of stuff here. And mostly in my office chair as we talk here. This was not, I don't know how this fell together, except that I had both of these selections on my hard drive. So I'm using both of them. I thought it would be fitting. And perhaps that's how it is today. It's sort of misty and sort of foggy. The Big Spiderbeck on Parlophone. This was titled Bixology, but you know the title is In a Mist, 1927.
Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins, Stanley Black on the piano, recorded in 1934, reissued here in the 40s on this Decca that I played, Lost in a Fog, and that's beautiful stuff. Oh, yeah. Vic Spiderbeck and his composition, In a Mist, 1927. If you want to hear the that played by Brian Wright, you can even get it on 78 from Rivermont. So you can, why don't you try that? It's a nice set, really. I've got that, and I've got it on the LP too. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I appreciate you being here. Circularly speaking, and that's what I've been doing. If it's time to stop circling the drain and start circling the wagons. And that ought to be in a fortune cookie somewhere. And I'll put it there myself if I have to. And thank you. Here's Arthur Fields, 1927. The song has ended, but the melody lingers on.
Thoughts go back to a heavenly dance, a moment of bliss we spent. Our hearts were filled with a song of romance as into the night we went and sang to our hearts' content. The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away, take your happiness while you may. There beneath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on. Love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn, you and the song had gone, but the melody lingers on.